listener production.
Good morning, I'm James Lake. Plans for a new $700 million stadium in Hobart to be the home of a new AFL team just got a whole lot more complicated. A rail shed on the site dating back to 1915 has just been given permanent heritage status. Can be relocated, but has to be done within special guidelines. Opponents of the stadium say this is just another reason the whole plan should be scrapped. Westfield Bondi Junction is reopening today, but no shops will open. A community reflection day will take place for locals to visit and reflect. Six people were killed in the stabbing attack on Saturday. Counselling will be made available to those who attend. Brittany Higgins is going to get to keep her $2.4 million taxpayer-funded compensation payment, despite a judge this week finding no political cover-up of her assault. This ruling doesn't affect her right to the money, though, because she was a witness in the Bruce Lerman defamation case, not a defendant. That said, some legal experts say the payment should be investigated now due to alleged false claims made by Higgins. The death toll from heavy rain falling in Dubai has risen to 20. The city copped more than a year's worth of rain in the space of just 12 hours earlier this week, leading to major flooding. And new research out of Finland has found teenagers addicted to the internet are more likely to be skipping school due to truancy or falling ill. Experts say girls are more susceptible than boys to falling into the trap. Researchers have classified addiction as neglecting real-life activities and feeling anxious when they are offline.